The firing of a pregnant teacher at Marion High School in Bloomfield Hills is making headlines across the country and actually internationally. For 9 years, Barb Webb taught chemistry and coached various teams at the all-girls Catholic school. Webb is a lesbian. She married her wife, Kristen, 2 years ago. Earlier this year, they found out they were expecting a baby. Barb Webb's firing has ignited an emotional response on social media. Many Marion alumni, parents, supporters spoke out in support of Webb on a Facebook page that now has over 4,000 members. Other sites, however, people write there are those who believe that she violated the teachings of the Catholic Church, and as such, the Catholic private school was well within its rights to fire her. A quick disclaimer here. My daughter and my daughter-in-law are both graduates of Marion High School, although neither ever had Barb Webb as a teacher. Barb Webb, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Barb, tell us what happened in August when you were fired by school administrators. What were you told?
Well, that meeting was actually quite brief. We had a meeting prior to that was a little bit more lengthy. But the second meeting where I was actually fired, I was basically told that there were no options for me in terms of a leave of absence, whether it be medical or an educational leave, and that really my only options were to resign or be terminated. And that's, again, after having met with administrator prior to that, who, you know, we discussed possible options and, you know, brainstormed some things. And really when I left that first meeting, she left me feeling like, you know, she was going to look for a way to keep me at Marion and that she just wasn't sure what that was going to look like. And then 3 weeks later, the tides had definitely shifted.
Did that surprise you?
You know, I would say that if I went into that first meeting and, you know, disclosed what I disclosed, and that was the result after that first meeting, I would have been less surprised than the second meeting. And that's primarily because of the response I got at the first meeting. I really felt some sympathy during that first meeting.
And you chose to let them fire you. And why was that?
Well, I mean, the resignation had a few stipulations to it. It did ask that I didn't speak to anyone about the details of the resignation at all, and it would have provided me with health care through this academic year, so that would have been early June. It also came with saying the administrators would give me a letter of recommendation, which to me implied that if they terminated me, they're going to forbid their administrators from giving me any type of letter of recommendation, and obviously I wouldn't have the health care. And I just thought that it doesn't really matter what they offered me. I suppose that I had to share with people just what happened. You know, for good or for bad, for agreeing or for disagreeing, I think people needed to know that, hey, you know, this type of thing exists and it exists today.
Barb, Marion's teacher contract contains a morality clause. And does it not state teachers will not publicly engage in actions or endorse actions or beliefs contrary to the teachings of the Catholic faith?
That's true, and it does say that. And, you know, I would emphasize the public portion because at least in practice, that seemed to be the way that the administration enforced that clause.
Barb, there are those who are asking, you know, it's no secret that Catholic teaching does not condone an LGBT lifestyle. So why teach at a school that is basically opposed to your sexual orientation, to who you really are?
And that's a valid question, and I think it's, you know, worthy of some discussion. And it's definitely not a one-point answer. I mean, I think there's a couple of components to that. As far as the being public and being pregnant, you know, I acknowledge that, and that's why I proactively went to the administration and said, you know, this is my scenario. I love this school. I'm happy to negotiate ways that we might be able to work collectively such that this doesn't become public. And, you know, that was my hope going in there. I knew that there was a possibility that they might not be willing, and ultimately that's what happened. But, you know, I went in there in hopes to remain discreet about it and not, you know, make it a public thing or flaunt it in anyone's face. The other part of the question of why I would even choose to teach there to begin with, I mean, that goes back a decade. And if I can remember my state of mind almost 10 years ago, I do remember when I applied for the position, you know, being a little anxious. You know, this was a Catholic school and, you know, chemistry teaching position. I am a public school student, so I never went to Catholic school. So admittedly, I really wasn't sure what role non-theology teacher had in a Catholic classroom. And so I went right into that first interview, and I dissected the Marian mission statement, and I was very honest with the person who interviewed me and said, you know, this is where I think I might be a strength for you. This is where I think I might be a weakness for you. And I said, you know, the fact that this is a Catholic school, I have to be honest, I don't really know what that looks like. You know, what are the responsibilities and expectations on me as a professional being that this is Catholic? And at that time, you know, I was told that really that translates to, you know, being okay with a daily prayer, participating in things like donations and charities and all of these things that I was 100% behind. As far as the actual church, my expectation was to walk my homeroom to the church and basically monitor attendance. So to me, that really didn't have a huge Catholic role teaching chemistry. The other thing I was told was, you know, Marian employs, you know, teachers from the far right to the far left and every shade in the middle. In fact, you don't even have to be Catholic to work there. So again, that kind of made me feel like, well, you know, maybe you can enjoy your life and have a private home and not interfere with what your public employment might look like.
And you shared the news of your firing in a Facebook post in late August. And in that posting, you wrote about the concerns you have, particularly for the LGBT students at Marian. What do you think your firing says to them?
You know, one of my fears that I've had is what kind of outlet the LGBT students might have or not have. And, you know, I think that fear was realized when I've gotten private messages and messages posted publicly on Facebook, you know, telling me about their experiences that they had at the school. And, you know, it just really, it affects me because I think that these kids, even these young adults, even after they graduate, need an outlet. They need someone to talk to and help them through this process because you can't just ignore it. And to me, not having an outlet like that is almost a slight form of neglect for the kids. You know, you can't pretend it's not there and brush it under the rug. Obviously, I have had dozens upon dozens of private messages from students who've told me that this is the case and, you know, validated that fear for me. So seeing that, you know, has really struck me to make this not about me and my particular situation, but to make it about a discussion about what's best for students and what students might need.
Now, have you found another teaching job?
I am doing a little bit of subbing, but nothing full time right now. You know, taking a little time to catch my breath and to, you know, focus on family. But that is something that I, you know, will look for and hope to get in the near future.
If Marian asked you to come back and offered you your job back, would you take it?
That's a great question. I think I'd need to know a little bit more about that. But if it was a sincere offer, if it was something where, you know, I would be accepted for who I am, I definitely would take it because there's so many aspects about the school that are wonderful, and that's why I stayed there so long. You know, I looked it up online, I could be making $20,000 more a year with my education and experience in a public school, but I didn't leave. So, you know, I would definitely consider it if it was an environment that was safe for me and, you know, safe for the students around me.
Barbara Webb, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.
Stateside offered Marian High School administrators an opportunity to speak on this program. A school spokesperson told me that because this is an employee-employer matter, they're not prepared to comment further. She did admit this is, and I quote, a very difficult, challenging time. She says the school is aware of, again her words, impassioned voices, and she says they wish Barbara Webb well.